This is UN News Today with me, Daniel Johnson. The headlines. Heat claims more than 175,000 lives annually in Europe, latest data shows. The UN's top Middle East peace negotiator calls for urgent action to halt further escalation. And famine in Sudan, the World Food Programme calls for access to hunger hotspots. A staggering 175,000 people die from heat-related causes every year in Europe, and that figure is set to soar in line with our steadily warming planet. That's the warning from the UN World Health Organization, WHO, which said that European countries are seeing temperatures rise at around twice the global average. Across Europe, more than 50 countries are paying the ultimate price, the WHO warned, only days since Earth recorded its warmest average temperature yet at 17.15 degrees Celsius, that's 62.87 Fahrenheit, and as exhausting summer heat waves hit across the Northern Hemisphere. Here's the WHO's Director of Communicable Diseases, Environment and Health, Rob Butler.
In the European region, heat stress is the leading cause of climate-related death. Temperature extremes, such as those we're experiencing at the moment, are really exacerbating chronic conditions, including cardiovascular, respiratory diseases, mental health, and diabetes-related conditions as well. The extreme heat that we're experiencing is a particular problem for elderly people, especially those living alone, and it can also place an additional burden on pregnant women.
The WHO insisted that more governments need to take action to mitigate heat shocks on vulnerable people. More than 20 countries in the WHO Europe region have heatwave contingency plans in place, but it's not enough to protect all communities, the UN Health Agency warned. The UN's top Middle East envoy, Tor Wennesland, called on Friday for urgent action to address the growing risk of a regional escalation after a spate of recent and deadly strikes in Lebanon, the Syrian Golan Heights and Iran, linked to the ongoing war in the Gaza Strip. In a statement on Friday, Mr. Wennesland said that he'd engaged in critical discussions with the relevant parties and member states in the region, including Lebanon, Egypt and Qatar, in support of regional de-escalation. Urgent, coordinated action must happen to prevent further deterioration of the situation, the senior UN official insisted, in a call to address the immediate threats and lay the groundwork for a lasting peace. His comments came as the UN Aid Coordination Office, OCHA, warned that the humanitarian crisis in Gaza is deepening. OCHA said that ongoing hostilities, repeated evacuation orders and access obstacles continue to hamper efforts to reach people there with life-saving assistance. The UN World Food Programme, WFP, also warned that it and other agencies are still unable to get enough food into and around Gaza. Aid teams remain hampered by not enough border crossings, said WFP, adding that it remains difficult to obtain authorizations to move aid relief within Gaza. There are often long delays in holding areas too, as well as a lack of public order and safety that continues to hamper movements. More than 20 WFP food distribution points have been lost owing to recent evacuation orders, and kitchens and bakeries have been forced to relocate, the UN agency added. To Sudan, finally, where the famine is now a reality in war-torn parts of the country, and where the UN World Food Programme, WFP, has urged access to hunger hotspots. In a call to the rival militaries to let aid trucks across checkpoints and front lines, the WFP warned that Sudan is sliding into catastrophe. It said that famine conditions have been recorded in the Zamzam camp for displaced people near the town of El Fasher in North Darfur. Zamzam was just one of 14 areas identified as being at risk of famine across Darfur, Khartoum, Kordofan and Jazeera in the most recent report by respected hunger assessment experts. The WFP urged all warring parties to allow humanitarian food into communities in the most desperate circumstances by freeing up key access points within the country and on its borders. Leading the appeal, WFP Executive Director Cindy McCain said that it was not too late to stop famine from spreading, but that to save lives and to prevent widespread starvation, we must be able to reach all areas where people are in need.